No complaints then in terms of the end result?
No. No, I mean, people have points that maybe the goal was offside, but I don't subscribe to that. We should defend that to the death. We don't play an offside tap, so whether he's offside or not, it's immaterial. You know, we've got to defend better, and that was poor defending by us. And, you know, they've had a couple of chances late on that they probably wouldn't have had if they weren't winning 1-0. And if we go into the game, and we go into the half time, we can improve second half. But we've given something to defend and to kill the game, and I've got no problem with the time wasting on killing the game because we do exactly the same.
It's not the first time since you came back that you've kind of built up a bit of a head of steam and then hit a bit of a flat spot. Is that what you're putting it down to? I know you were trying to sort of steal them for a difficult afternoon before the game.
We've got to be better at attacking. That's the old crux of our game is based on attacking, and when we give the ball away cheaply, you know, you've got two prime examples there. You've got Asamoah for them and you've got Shane McCartan for us. Both as good as one another. One had a massive effect on the game today, the other one didn't. They both had probably as much of the ball in the first half, but one gave it away every time he got it, and one was a threat every time he got it. You know, I know Shea's capable of being as good as Asamoah. Today he wasn't. I'm not blaming Shea for the defeat, but that's just a typical example of how the game went today. We've got a very good midfield engine room who they got overpowered today by them. They were good in midfield today, and you got to hold your hand up to them. You know, they've got themselves up for the game. They've made all the right noises all week. They've come out here very bullish, and they've backed it up with a performance, and as a manager you're delighted when that happens. From the other side of the fence, as a manager, when you know what they're going to be about and you've done your homework and you've prepared right, and then when we don't really show up, as we've happened a couple of times now, it's very, very frustrating. And you know, the only thing you can do is work hard. The first thing you do as a manager is you look closer to one, which is yourself, myself and Jimmy, and we have to analyse what we did this week and what hasn't worked. You know, we'll be very, very self-critical, and you know, we'll take the blame, because obviously this week what we decided to do this week hasn't worked, and we haven't prepared them properly even though we thought that we did. So we'll have to look at our own methods and maybe our selection as well and get it right for Tuesday.
We'll straight into the deep end for a Tuesday night game. Big game, be the ideal tonic at the moment, just get you going again.
It will for me, but I'm not playing, so you know, you'd have to ask the players there. They've worked hard today. That's the one thing you can't level at them for the work rate. It's just the naivety we showed today, that's alarming. The times we give the ball away under no real pressure is alarming, and we have this propensity to wait for their ideal opportunity to shoot. And then when we explore all the opportunities that, or the avenues that don't come, then we have ridiculous shots over the bar. You know, that's something that we're going to have to work on at training.